Hey, Lily.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Sorry that I missed your call. It looks like you called a couple of times, right?
Yeah, I got a couple questions, and then I just want to merge my partner in because I'm not the techie guy. But here's my question:
sure.
The website has been going down, and
yes.
Is that are you guys doing stuff with it, or what's causing that?
No, so what we did initially is add a website to your domain. You own the domain for the website. So what happened is we went in and we're adding pages, as I mentioned the last time we spoke. But right now we're noticing that your website is down. It looks like we lost access. So somebody on your end, on your website team's end, let me tell you exactly what that was. But, it looks like they revoked our access and we needed to add it back to the network solutions to update your NS. So I know you're not very tech savvy with all that, but we lost access and we need to be added back to your domain to be able to look at what's going on.
All right. So, mm-hmm. Here's my question for you and I'll get Randy linked into this call, but could it be, I have a funny feeling and you tell me because I know nothing about this. Could it be one of our competitors doing something to wreak havoc? Because I know, couple years ago, before we signed up with you, our city local got rejected. They said it was misleading content. Could there be someone on the outside, if they really have a vendetta, doing something? Because Randy, you have full access, and when we link her in, she'll give you the access. But yeah, we've never had this, and it's convenient that it's right peak pool fence season, and all these issues are happening. And I know, you guys are trying to help us, but it's like, could it be someone trying to sabotage us, or is this all stuff that has nothing to do with anyone on the outside?
Well, okay, with my experience, this shouldn't have anything to do with anything that has to do outside of your website management team. And I say that because, you can't just have somebody's site redirected or shut down without having access. So in reality, I'm not sure what's going on. I wish I had an answer because, like you said, it is peak season, and that's why it's, of course, urgent and very important to get your visibility out there. But really, this looks like some whoever has access to the domain might have made a change or might have intentionally removed us. But
no,
mm-hmm.
it's only me and Randy and Tina, and Randy's in charge. Right? Hold on, let me merge her in here because
sure.
Yeah, hold on one second. Thank
of course,
you.
Of course.
Hold on one second.
Are you there, Lily?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to try her one more time because I got voicemail. Let me just try to get her.
Sure.
Right, hold on one second. Add her.
No.
Bum, ba-dum.
No worries.
Hey, Lily?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I got Randy on. She's the website guru. Explain to her what's going on.
Hi, Randy. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. good, good. Thank you. So what I'm being notified of, it looks like we lost access to the domain. It looks like, excuse me, it looks like the NS records were reverted back to the older ones that were there before we made updates when we obtained access to the domain.
Because what happened was I had to get my website back up and running. And you guys had taken it down, and I needed it up and running, so I had to go back and change it, all the passcodes, so I could get it up and running.
Oh, I understand. I see. It wasn't down to, permanently. What we're doing is we're adding service pages to the website, so sometimes it can look like it's down when we're working on it. But
it was. I know, but it was down for at least 4 days.
Yeah, and.
And this is our peak time. I can't have the website down for a day, to be honest
yeah.
with you.
No, I understand completely.
And it was down for 4 days, and it was the weekend, so that's when people are mostly looking on the weekend. So it did come back today, but I needed it to come back sooner, so.
Can you give her credentials for them to get in, Randy, so she can?
Not if it's coming down again.
Well,
is the page going to come down? I mean, if it comes down, I need it up within an hour. I can't.
Yeah, so when we're making changes to the website, sometimes it can take 24 hours or so for the system to reflect the web on the website, but it shouldn't take longer than that, to be honest. I wasn't aware that it was down for 4 days. I know it was down throughout the weekend, but prior to that, we were, you know, working normally on the site. So, but no, it shouldn't happen like this moving forward. If it does go down for any reason, which it shouldn't, it would be no more than 24 hours.
24 hours is still a long time.
I get that. We'll give her the credit because today's Monday, so give her that, and hopefully we can get it running sooner.
What are we changing on the website?
We're adding pages.
We're adding what?
Service pages to the website. So we're okay. Adding, yeah.
Also, I wanted to tell you that on the website it says service areas. And it lists like five different counties or five different cities, and that's it. It needs to have states, not cities.
Yeah, no, I understand. But right now the site is completely down. There isn't anything up right now, but yes, we were working on making those changes, so sometimes it can reflect like it's undone, but right now it's completely down. So
what do you need from me?
We just need access to the domain again with Network Solutions. It looks like that's the where you have the access. So we just need the username and the password, unless you're able to log in and give us access internally.
The username you should have. That didn't change. It's propoolfence@gmail.com.
Okay, so that's the email
address.
No,
I'm sorry. stonesimulators@gmail.com.
stonesimulators@gmail.com. And, mm-hmm.
And then the password is capital K.
Okay.
A L L Y N.
Okay.
0412.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Perfect. Let me just read back the password. That's capital K A L L Y N as in Nancy, 0412.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I really appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and make sure that this is done immediately. Our team is already standing by waiting for the credentials, so I'm hoping to have your website back up within the next hour. I'll follow up the moment it's back up. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Lily. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time as well.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.